This is New England Public Media. A young black girl named Ella discovers she has powers that can help rid the world of police brutality and structural racism. Our summer fiction series continues now with Riot Baby by New Haven, Connecticut writer Tochi Onyebuchi. In this interview with New England Public Media's Tema Silk, Onyebuchi reads a section where Ella describes what it feels like to live in South Central L.A. It was shortly before the city erupted in anger over the acquittal of police officers who beat Rodney King.
I hate it here. Everything's so... She searches for a word that will tell Mama how violent it always is or how much she hates having to hide in the closet every time it even looks like gangbangers might roll through. How she hates having to already know what it means to live in Hoover territory. How she almost always imagines horrible things happening to the boys here, and how she can't imagine anything else anymore. A word that will describe the pit that sits in her stomach all the time, and the way the ground rumbles beneath her every time she gets a nosebleed, like it's going to open its mouth and swallow everything. "It's so bad here," she whimpers. "Oh, baby." A look of helplessness flits across Mama's face. Desperation, then it passes. And Ella already knows it's because Mama knows she can't let Ella see her hopeless. And Ella hates that she has to know that.
These powerful nosebleeds are an early sign of Ella's special powers. Can you talk about these powers that Ella is discovering?
Basically, Ella is an empath. She feels too much. And the way in which that's expressed in Riot Baby is literally she can, you know, jump into the minds of others, into the experiences of others. You know, before she's able to control this, the experiences and minds of others bleed into her. And it can be overwhelming. And through that, she's able to also see, you know, futures for them and what will happen to them. And very often, those futures involve tragedy.
And her brother, her younger brother, Kev, also has powers. Despite their mother's very strong intentions to protect her children, she doesn't manage to keep Kev out of jail.
I knew very early on in the conception of Riot Baby that I was going to write about mass incarceration. A lot of that came out of my background in the legal field. I had started with the Office of the New York State Attorney General, their Civil Rights Bureau, where I did a lot of work with regards to mass incarceration before moving on to the Legal Aid Society, where I worked with their Parole Revocation Defense Unit. And so I spent a lot of time inside jails and prison. And the thing that struck me was that there's so much humanity that goes on there. And so I knew that, you know, Kev was going to wind up there. And the way in which that happens is that oftentimes, you know, mass incarceration is, you know, a sort of, you know, thermodynamic force in a sense. It's this gravity that pulls people in. And part of that is just the criminal justice system in general. But one of the things that I wanted to show was this sort of inexorability that not even Mama's best efforts could arrest.
So I don't want to give away too much about what happens toward the end of the book, but there are these different apocalyptic type things that are going to occur. And I'm wondering whether you would describe what happens toward the end, or would you describe the book itself as being, in the end, hopeful, or is it offering a kind of solution?
It's interesting. On several occasions, I've seen, you know, reviewers and whatnot attach the word hopeful to the ending, but the ending grew out of a place of frustration. You know, I'd started the book in 2015 when there was this raft of videographic evidence of officer-involved shootings, but also we were seeing in very real time the exoneration and the slap on the wrist nature of the response to the officers involved. And you know, it's not as though there hadn't been efforts to reform police departments or to try to introduce measures that would mitigate the tragedy that was the inevitable end result of their interactions with community. You know, the chokehold had been banned in the context of the NYPD since 1993, and that's still what ended up killing Eric Garner. And so the ending came out of the sense of frustration. It was as though, you know, I'm tired of talking about reforming the system. The system itself is the problem. I just want to burn it all down. And so, you know, as much as one can read hope in that sense of frustration and the sort of cleansing nature of it, I think it's also a lot of other things. And we're, you know, in the context now of conversations about abolishing and defunding the police, I think there's a very interesting new color attached to, you know, this type of ending and what people might imagine it being a metaphor for. It's not a matter of, you know, reforming police departments. Maybe the problem is police departments as a whole. And I think it's very fascinating and hopeful that the conversation has gotten to that place.
The new book by Tochi Onyebuchi, Riot Baby, was published in January before the current calls for police reform. You can find other picks from our summer fiction series at nepm.org.